Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster. Today we're diving into something super important. Mindful communication and conflict resolution. Ever felt like you're speaking a different language than the person you're talking to? Or maybe you've walked away from a conversation feeling more frustrated than ever? Yeah, me too. Trust me, I've been there. But guess what? We can learn to communicate better, resolve conflicts peacefully, and even turn those tense moments into opportunities for growth. Think of this episode like your cheat sheet for smoother sailing in all your relationships, with friends, family, coworkers, even that annoying neighbor who blasts polka music at 7 a.m. Ready to level up your communication game? Let's do this. Firstly, mindful communication isn't just about choosing the right words, it's about being present and truly listening. You know that feeling when you're talking to someone, but your mind is miles away, thinking about what you'll have for dinner or that email you haven't replied to? That's not exactly conducive to a meaningful conversation. So, how do we become better listeners? It starts with actively paying attention, make eye contact, put down your phone, and focus on what the other person is saying. Really try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Remember, listening isn't just hearing words, it's about understanding the emotions behind them. Next up, we have the power of I statements. Ever noticed how saying, you always, or you never, instantly throws someone on the defensive? Yeah, not exactly a recipe for productive conversation. Instead, try framing your thoughts with I statements. For example, instead of saying, you're always late, try, I feel stressed when we're running behind schedule. See the difference? It shifts the focus from blame to your own feelings and experiences, which opens up a more honest and collaborative space for discussion. Now, let's talk about conflict resolution. Remember, conflict isn't always bad. It can actually be an opportunity for growth and deeper understanding if we approach it constructively. The key is to stay calm, even when things get heated. Take a deep breath, count to 10, whatever helps you find your center. Avoid personal attacks and focus on the issue at hand. Remember, the goal isn't to win the argument but to find a solution that works for both parties involved. Think of it like teamwork, you're both on the same side, working towards a common goal. Speaking of solutions, don't be afraid to get creative. Brainstorming together can often lead to unexpected and mutually beneficial outcomes. Sometimes, all it takes is a little compromise and willingness to see things from different perspectives. And if things are getting really tough, don't hesitate to take a break and come back to the conversation when everyone has had time to cool down. Remember, sometimes stepping away for a bit can actually help you approach the situation with a clearer head and more empathy. Remember that friend who always seems to handle conflict like a champ? Well, they probably have mastered the art of active listening, clear communication, and finding win-win solutions. And guess what? You can too. Just think back to that last time you felt misunderstood or frustrated in a conversation. Could applying some of these tips have made a difference? I bet it could. By practicing mindful communication and conflict resolution skills, we can build stronger relationships, reduce stress, and create a more harmonious world around us. Think about that coworker who always seems to be in a bad mood. They might just be overwhelmed and struggling with their own personal issues. Or maybe there's a misunderstanding brewing between you two. Instead of assuming the worst, why not take the initiative and have an open and honest conversation? You might be surprised by what you learn and how much closer you can become. This whole mindful communication thing isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about taking small steps each day to be more present, more understanding, and more intentional with our words and actions. So go out there, practice these tips, and watch your relationships flourish. And remember, if you find yourself struggling with conflict or communication, don't hesitate to seek support from a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. You don't have to navigate this alone. Alright folks, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found these tips helpful and inspiring. Remember, you've got this. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share the podcast with your friends. Let's keep the conversation going and build a more connected world together. Until next time, stay mindful, stay positive, and keep on thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.